Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
I want to thank everyone who subscribes to our YouTube page. Here we go. Thank you. Well, everybody. All right. Thank you. We're going to add more videos and a bunch of extras on there. Put this day on your calendar. Speaking of which, August 21st, Monday, August 21st, another Silent Trailers competition. It's going to be on the YouTube page for free. Go to Keith and the Girl. Go to the channel. Click subscribe. Hit the bell. Punch it. Bust it. Click around. Thank you. Today's guest. Well, motherfuck. It's Lucy Pohl. Lucy, hello.
Oh, hello. Hello, people of the Keith and the world, the universe.
How sexy is the off the shoulder? Honestly.
I don't know. You tell me.
Very, very. It's funny that women can wear anything. And everybody picks on me for wearing cutoffs.
Who picks on you?
Literally everybody.
Wait, kind of compliment is that? It's funny that women could wear anything.
That's true. Good point. Good point.
I'm saying stop spending millions of dollars on clothes. You look good wearing anything, ladies.
This is not anything. This is a fucking limited edition, exclusive, handmade David Hasselhoff puppy print that I cut. Do you cut your own sleeves off?
Yes.
Do you have like a cutting of the sleeves off day since you have multiple shirts with the sleeves cut off?
No, then you're taking the fun out of it. It's at the moment. You buy it, you cut it, you wear it.
Okay, got
it's a production.
You know, I believe, Keith, originally how it was is the sleeve was coming off and you decided to Hulk it off.
Yes.
And then you realized your armpits were breathing and you ran with it, right? This is how fashion happened in Keith's life. You guys were all here for it.
Right.
I love the term Hulk it off. This is why I love English, the English language. Hulk it off. You made a verb. That's so funny.
I'm hoping Oxford picks it up, but yeah.
Listen, if Shakespeare can make up words, I can zhuzh.
I love that.
I'll tell you, Chemda, you went to another comedy show last night, but you missed the chat. It is, by the way, for those in the know, Mark is alive. Okay? He didn't make the chat, but he is alive. So everything's good. Okay. The chat is so fucking fun.
It is.
Tell me about your show that was so fucking great.
I know. I'm just trying to take advantage of what the city has to offer and see the outdoor event.
Drink. What's his new shit? Yeah.
Rats. You got to diversify. The city. Rats. But okay, so there's this summer stage series, right? Mm. And so you get to see like free ballet and free comedy. And I looked at the lineups of the comedy and it's curated beautifully.
Where's this at? You know, it's Central Park?
Well, really? So they do it in different parks, so you got to like keep up with the schedule. And so I put some stuff on the schedule.
I know, right? Seriously,
I'm lucky I find Central Park.
You got to keep up with the schedule.
What? They text
sound
you, right?
Funny at all?
Is it one sided? I mean, how about you just tell me and I'll pay?
Exactly.
I'll pay. You tell me and I'll pay. How about that? Never mind free.
It doesn't need to be free. Who was on the lineup?
So I forget, but like, you know, it's names that we know. It's names that have been on this show. It's names that...
It's not memorable ones. You know those.
Last night it was Allison Levy. I've seen Usama's name on it. I've seen...
Usama's the fuck boy of comedy shows. Not only of actual vaginas, but also comedy
shows. That's funny. It makes sense, and I don't get it.
There's no show that Usama won't do.
You know what? Honestly, I get it, and I don't know. What the fuck?
I couldn't tell you why that makes so much sense to me. I have no idea what he does with his fucking or his boying. I don't know. But when you said that, I'm like, huh, that's his tagline. Thank you. Yeah,
he's not wearing a bow tie, you know. I know that.
So today after the show, I found this thing where it's a free, they're puffing on CBD before. It's very cute. But then you go into yoga and meditation and then you get to like say hi to people afterwards. It's like,
you get to? Oh my God. We're having migraines. You get to? Is that part of the free?
No.
I'll pay. Get out.
No, you should. We should get paid if you have to say hi.
Yeah. What are you saying hi for? Hi to what?
Can I lock myself in a bathroom stall for free?
We live in New York City. Say hi anytime you want. Now it's an event?
Yeah. What the fuck?
They let you, and by the way, it's funny how she said it. And then after yoga, they allow you to talk to each other.
Yoga.
Oh! Well, fucking great!
Oh, God.
So comedy, CBD, yoga, and then you have to fucking mingle? No. That sounds like hell. That when sounds like actual hell.
When just do you have time to cut your shirts?
Yo, when do you look sexy?
I honestly didn't know that it was going to go from that perspective. I didn't know that that...
All right. No, that's good.
Like absolute,
that's good.
And also free ballet. Ew.
The other day you what talked about being... right. On one of those VIP shows, you talked about being half suicidal. No shit. No shit.
Please don't interpret that I'm half suicide. Please stop. Stop quoting me. So, okay.
Well, I have to say, just real quick, your hair is so shiny.
Thank
today.
You. That's my forehead. But thank you. I paid extra for these lights. So that's the thing. Oh, kind of shit. Okay, I see.
That's my forehead. It's so funny. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Well, okay. So, you know those, like, sometimes you get handed flyers and has all these dates on it, or sometimes you pass
by. Are you describing a flyer? No, I follow.
But you pass by and, you know, Bryant Park is showing a movie outdoors and people are in their picnic things. I decided to pay attention to all of that, and I'm looking at all the different summer stages and, like.
So, you're basically pretending you're from Ohio this summer.
Look who came
a tourist
here.
Tourist from Ohio.
Yes, the city is fantastic. So this was
what's happening is you're trying real hard to justify how much money we pay to live here.
Yes. You know what? Fully fair. The other day we were talking to someone named Ballard. Yeah. And he apparently was in the chat. I missed
yeah,
so much
he was
last
in the,
night.
He showed
in the
up
chat
in the
last
chat,
night.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But we were talking to him.
It was on Newsy's show. Sorry. It was on Newsy's Q&A VIP show.
Yes. He got a Kickstarter thing to join us on Q&A, and he came behind the scenes and was on the show, and we got to get to know him a little bit, and he just moved to Kentucky. And, you know, we're comparing New York to Kentucky, and by the end of it, Keith, I think, is sincerely thinking of moving to Kentucky because
am.
He realized
or somewhere.
That there...
He goes, you know Keith, you know me. I ask rude questions. I go, hey, you don't got to answer, but I'm going to ask. So obviously you got to answer. What's your monthly nut? I don't know if you have a mortgage or what. $2,300 for 15 acres, barns, animals, this,
acres.
That. Acres. Yeah. 15 acres.
Acres.
That is
acres.
So funny. Yeah. I remember going to Indianapolis and this guy picked us up because I was there for a Comic-Con. And my friend was there. She was Serbian. He didn't know the difference between like Serbia and like Italy or something. Right. And me and her looked at each other and like kind of rolled our eyes. And then we kept talking. And then he said he owns two houses and like two apartments. And then he was like, what do you guys own a house in New York? And we were like, and in my head, I was like, we thought this guy was stupid for not knowing where Serbia is. Meanwhile, we're the fucking idiots over here. This guy's a fucking like Uber driver and owns three houses, right. You know?
So yes, I do think you're right.
You go, is your car paid off? And he laughs.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, you fucking idiot.
What's yours, on layaway? More?
Right. Yeah, they invented leasing so New Yorkers can lay away their stupid ass
right,
car.
Right.
We do car sharing. We call it sharing so it could sound like something nice, but really it's can I borrow someone else's shit because I don't have any.
Right. Here's your shit back. Can I have new shit? Please.
Yes. I'll take some of your old shit for like a day. So yeah, I think you're right. I think I'm like, well, I live in New York City. Let me take advantage of it. And I love New York City in the summer, and there's all these. You keep passing by all these like outdoor events and things, and I'm like,
I love
well,
New
these
York
people didn't
in the summer. Okay, all right.
These people figured it out. What if I know ahead of time? Then I can get my blanket. I could watch the movie outdoor. We could do all these things, right? So I've been putting stuff on the schedule. Yesterday was the summer stage comedy. I always see that it's a good lineup. It's something that like should be paid for, and here it is, free from the city.
What happened?
It was by Lincoln Center.
It's going to be the best day of my life. I'm going to enjoy the evening 100%. What happened?
So they
diarrhea.
Said it's
so I'm running the first, right?
It was in a park, and I remember seeing this years ago. Remember, we just talked about this. I saw the summer in the park comedy thing, and I was like, yeah, you sit on the floor, and it's nice, and they have a PA system, and they took it seriously. I come up
by the way, sorry, that's the state of comedy. They took it seriously. They had an amplifier. They meant it.
Oh, no.
they thought ahead of time and thought, people are going to want to hear this. So I'm walking towards where this thing is supposed to be. And I'm like, oh, there's a line in the area of where I'm going. I'm like, that I'm not standing in line. It's crazy. It's already so close to 8. If there's still a line and it's about to start, that's trouble. Mm. So I get closer. I'm like, wait. And then I get closer and it's not a park. So maybe this isn't it. It's more like you go into this tunnel and this event space is there. With like a full concert type.
Oh, it's event. The Zelensky Letterman talk. That's what we walked into.
It was a real serious. It's not picnicky. It was very, very, you're in a theater and there was a line of 20, 40 people. I don't know. I walk up to the thing. I go, is this, and I'm hoping they say no, is this the comedy thing? And they're like, yeah. Like,
yeah,
I go, how many people are in there? It's give or take like 200. And I go, what's this line for? They're like, maybe if they can get in. I go, but how would they get in? Are you full? And he goes, yeah. And I'm like, why are these people waiting? He's like,
I don't have the balls to tell them. That's what it is. I've been there. Because nothing attracts a crowd like a crowd for the next day. Because I want the people on the street to know it's sold out.
People love standing online here too. Standing online is an activity.
It's crazy to me. I'm embarrassed to say that more than once I stood in the line. There I said it. It feels freeing, but it's embarrassing.
For what? Don't tell me a fucking pastry because then I'll hang up.
For sex. For to get into a club so I can vertically fuck you and then take you home for sex. And it's so stupid. And I leave the club, the line's still there. I go, oh, stay in line. It's totally worth it. They have alcohol and people. Oh, you're going to love it.
Well, I just thought if this is the line, I'm not going to stand on it because it was before 8. I was early enough where if it was a park, this shouldn't have been a big deal. But now you're making people wait. So I'm like, all right, I guess not. They go, well, next week we're having our final one. And I'm like, yeah, but how do I? They're like, oh, just come 2 hours ahead of time to stand in line. Excuse me. That's what poor people get in the city. You either have to pay a cover charge and a 2-drink minimum and all that stuff. And granted, like all these lineups are worth it. Like I'm not saying, but
I like to think the homeless are first in line to all this shit. Yes, yeah, I could shake Alanis Morissette's hand.
They're already there.
Yeah.
Right.
They're already lying online.
Yeah, oh, I didn't know we had to bring our own tent. We just let it go.
But did you guys know that online and inline? Online is only a New York thing? I didn't know that. Like saying I'm standing online is not something people say anywhere else. They say inline.
Oh. That's only New York. This is somebody who knows multiple languages.
Right.
And they pick up.
No.
Just like
people told me, they were like, what the fuck are you talking about? It's not online. We're not standing online. I was like, yes, it is. Get the fuck out of here. And then this person told me, oh, actually, that's only a New York thing. Nobody else says standing online.
I don't like these people. I don't care if they're made up. What is online? What the fuck do you think? I said I went online to a concert. What? Online skates. What the fuck do you think I'm talking about?
I don't care if they're made up. It's the best part.
I don't care if this never happened. Fuck them.
Well, fuck me.
Look it up. It's a New York thing.
I couldn't stand online, in line. It was over. But you're by Lincoln Center. So I walk around a little bit. It's beautiful. They have this setup that it's going to be an outdoor party with a dance floor, a giant, what do you call that?
It can't
thing?
Be penis, right?
Mirror ball.
Chandelier.
and then I go further. There's another line. Like, what line is this for? That's the ballet line to see.
That's for the Jews.
Right. Why didn't they just fight back? Everybody waits in line. We don't know what it's going to be.
And I don't think these guys were getting in either. You have to come 2 hours ahead of time to get into the free dance show.
And it's so hot, honestly, right?
It is. Yeah, it is. It is. Even for me.
But hold on.
Manhattan is a different heat.
It's but you didn't know this, though?
No, I've done other free like park things. I just went to free yoga in the park. It was right by the water. There was plenty of space. I brought my own mat because they said you probably should. We might not have mat. They had plenty of mats for everybody. They watched my bike. I didn't even have to log it. It's a beautiful experience. So I think there's like a
what a day. Wow. Good for you. Happy birthday.
Human kindness. Ooh.
Do I have to get you anything for your birthday? Good for you.
People just being basically nice to each other. God. Wow.
How sweet. For what? Working. An hour?
I hope everybody's having a relaxing day. Get rid of all your cares and get rid of all your worries. Now, start letting your pinky rest. Now the finger next to the pinky. Isn't it funny we don't have a name for it yet? Then the middle finger. Fuck you, worries. Ha ha. Just a joke. Farting's okay. I heard you, Carol.
We're watching your bike. We're watching it being taken away by this homeless man.
I assume the caretaker of the bike just walked by, so you're golden. Ass up. There you go. There you go. There you go. And by the way, this is free. I make you put all your asses up. Surprise, surprise. It's free. I'll walk around behind all of you to make sure that you're doing the right pose. Don't forget, you didn't have to pay. You can't sue. Nothing to sue. It's free. It's the park. It's nature. Who are you going to sue? Mother Nature? Some people call her God. All right? And turn your ass around. Very good.
So you were there. I see.
I was eavesdropping.
Okay. Well, so that was my night.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear.
Amazing.
And so I'm thinking it's early, right? It's still 8:30. We have time We have time to go see a movie.
The Innocence.
She's still pure. She really is. Yeah. That's a good one. Don't call me a unicorn. You kind of are. A little unicorn coming off a rainbow. What's this? Stretching? Do we get to talk, though? It's free? You're shitting me. I could stretch in New York City for free? Well, fuck yeah. What are my taxes? It's worth it.
So I'm thinking I could see the Barbie movie.
Oh,
okay.
And everyone will be so proud of me. I'll be on time.
She never sees movies. Yeah.
I'm going to join the conversation. It's going to be great. Or I'm going to get mad. Honestly, like I predicted I'm going to get mad watching this movie. I'm going to get so mad. Just going like.
You say? Mm-hmm. You think? You think?
Right.
Oh, how much percent? Okay, but you know, good attitude. I'm like, all right, let's pick up an edible or two. Let's go to the Barbie movie. It's so hard to go to a movie. All the seats are taken. I'm not going to sit in the front, even though Rod and Karen say like all the seats are kind of the same, because I don't know if this is a new movie theater or not, because I haven't been to the theater. So
I wouldn't take the front seats.
No right? way, yeah. never.
Yeah, and that also tells me that the theater is crowded because all the rest of the seats are taken. And I'm like, a crowded theater on a Wednesday night? No. So I just went home and did the dishes.
Also free. Completely free.
I get to do the dishes. Do you know some people don't have dishes? Never mind soap. Never mind literal water. I get to do that. I get to use a towel if I want to dry them.
I had the privilege of.
The honor. Maybe it's karma, but I get to do that.
Oh, my God. I can't.
That should have been in the Barbie movie. Aren't we so lucky we get to do the dishes with non-water?
Yes. Holy shit. Well, so anyway, I tried. You see that I tried.
Did you cry at the end of the night?
Almost. But I did the dishes instead.
Okay. And then today, do you look at the clean sink and be like, fuck yeah.
I'm so happy. Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
there you go. Yeah. Do you want to take
How
a look at the sink?
How many dishes was it?
Do you want to look at the sink again right now? Like, okay. Just to cheer yourself up? Yeah, take a look. Breathe. Just look at your clean sink sometimes, people, and breathe.
How many days of dishes?
She has a huge, deep double sink in her apartment, like almost also, like a warehouse would have. So also, that can let her build it up, unfortunately.
I've been cooking every meal, so it's like every day, it's all the dishes. How many dishes do we have, you know? Every day, like if you think about it, like breakfast, lunch, and dinner,
you tell
that's
me.
Six sets already, right? Mm. So it's, I don't know, I maybe have eight plates. Mm-hmm. That's plenty. It's all the dishes, all the time, every day.
I do let it build up sometimes. I remember having a chick over in my apartment, and obviously, you know, why was I doing that? It was for sex, Lucy. So the sink's filled with shit.
Sex?
The bottom of it's probably getting moldy, and I put a towel over the sink like I don't have one.
That's funny.
I think she knew not to look. Can I get you water? No, can I get
so
it?
So cool.
But it was good, and I haven't been letting dishes pile, but it's like, oh, okay, in lieu of doing the dishes, I leave to get to this show early, but since I'm not seeing the show, I did the dishes.
You see?
All is right with the world.
This is how life doesn't give you what you want, but it gives you what you need. To clean the fucking house, you fucking dirty bitch.
Oh, shit. Well, anyways, we got to get serious now. We had a couple laughs.
Okay. Oh, right? No. Is this bummer news?
Yes.
What's the news?
Guns N' Roses is dead. No, I'm just kidding.
What?
That wouldn't make sense, would it?
Shit.
By the way, Rojo Perez, who just died? Sinead O'Connor. And then last time he was on, it was Tina Turner. Keep an eye on this fucking guy, yeah.
He's coming on?
What?
He was on yesterday.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Wow. I think I killed Tina Turner, by the way.
Explain. Oh, yeah?
Well, that morning I got up and I ran out of underwear, and I have one pair of unlucky underwear. And I don't know why I kept it. And I don't know why I never threw it out. And I was like, fuck, I have to wear my unlucky underwear today.
Right.
And then I said, Lucy, this is so dumb. There's no such thing as unlucky underwear. Stop it. I put it on. Everything went wrong that day. Everything. And Tina Turner died.
I can't believe your underwear extended to Tina Turner.
My That's underwear magic. Killed Tina Turner.
Are you Mormon? Who are those magic underwear people?
That's why they don't talk about it when I ask them about magic underwear. They're like, it kills people. I'm not talking about it. But during the mic check, you know, just, hey, what's going on? What's happening? And surprise or fucking prize, you and your boyfriend broke up. Is that what I understood? I said, what are you watching on TV? And you said, well, he took the TV. And I said, I don't have normal conversations, save it for the show. And here we are. What the fuck happened, Lucy? Because that's not amicable, is it? I can't imagine shaking hands with my ex and being like, "But I'm going to take the TV," or vice versa.
No, it was his TV. No,
it doesn't matter.
TV.
It doesn't matter.
No, you got to split things. You have to.
What did you get? The refrigerator?
I got the whole fucking apartment, baby. this beautiful place. But no, I told him to take everything that's his amicable. I mean. You know, what does amicable really mean?
Yeah, right.
It means you're less likely to talk shit.
That's true.
It's all good. It's all very good. What happened?
So much more fun.
What happened that was so very good? What do you think the disconnect was, and whose fault was it?
May I?
Oh, yes, please.
Please don't make me answer that. Yes, please. You were saying? I asked people how much money they spend in Kentucky.
I had never?
I was wondering. You had...
No. I lived with one of my exes for 8 years. I was with someone for 12 years. I was married. Girl, I was married.
That's right. Okay.
I've been around the block with this.
I'm used up, honey. Please.
But
he had never lived with anybody.
Okay. Right. Okay. So I remember last time you were on, and it might have been the marathon, so I don't know if it was like an official show. Mm-hmm. It was very curious to you how someone could walk in and throw his jacket on the ground.
Oh,
take off his pants, and throw them on. And I'm like, you know, this is innocuous, but it's not.
It's not.
It's the kind of thing where if this doesn't get fixed, this is just like the seed that is going. So it was going to go one way or another. And well, I don't mean to, and I don't mean to be like, you said this thing and I held on to it. But like, there was something about it where I'm like, this could really piss someone off. And it could surprise you how it pisses you off. And hopefully other things are so perfect that this thing doesn't break it.
Go ahead. I was just going to give an example of me and my ex, and she would leave cabinets open. And
it reminded me of that. And you guys like laugh in the same way and get annoyed in the same. It's like this whole show so far has been like 20, 30 minutes. And I'm like, and then I breathe and you're like, breathing, help, you know? And so, and it was like in the same case, like with the same thrill. And also like, you'll forget about this 5 seconds later. It's not like I'm really affecting either one of you. It's amazing.
Right. We have the same birthday.
That's right.
Yeah, it's very interesting. So when you started saying things like that, it reminded me of Keith saying things like that. But I was like,
coughing.
Did you cough? You love it? Was that free? Did you have to pay for it much? In New York, you can cough when you want. In Pennsylvania, I couldn't. Not at the dinner table.
I made a whole video about things you can do for free in New York. You should check it out.
Nice try. So what happened?
No, seriously. I think, but to the throwing the stuff on the ground, I think that like maybe it's more symbolic for like how he treats everything else in his life. So I don't
know. And that's
so
what I meant. I didn't mean like this bloody thing. I meant.
And of course, like, it wasn't my cabinets. And it's not that somehow yes, it seems she took exactly. her shoes off and threw them across the fucking room because they're not even close. How would that even happen? Obviously, yes. there's bigger issues, but it is yes. related. I just know it. I didn't do
it's
the math.
It's an expression of something. Yes. So he's like a severely avoidant. You know these attachment styles? Yes. Avoidance. Mm-hmm. He's very avoidant. He'd never had a relationship. He never had a relationship.
Oh, man. Okay.
Okay. And we're talking about 40-year-old man.
Yep. Yep.
So we're not talking about it like a 22-year-old boy.
I know. Part of me wants to be like, well, he was maybe logical. And, you know, I believe that you could see within 2 to 3 months if you're really going to vibe with someone. But more and more, it's proving that, like, you probably should have been in a relationship. So it's interesting. Yeah,
exactly. And I feel kind of bad because, you know, I what like ultimately happened was that I, you know, we were together for 3 years. We lived together for a year and I kind of was like, all right, what are we doing? Like, are we going to have a family at some point? You know what I mean? Like, where's it going? Sure. You know, crazy thing that women do, apparently.
Plan.
Yeah, exactly. This crazy thing. We just want to pin you guys down into a cage of
you know what's
terror.
Funny? I fucking hate terror. That because you're legitimately asking a question of yeah. someone who said they want to plan their life
yes,
with you.
Exactly.
And you go, oh, let me take out my planner so that I can consider you when I'm making my plans because I'm yeah. going to. And so here's my consideration of our plans that you said you wanted to be a part of.
Yep.
And so I'm going to ask you a question and it's going to sound like a demand.
Right.
Well, that's coming from inside.
Well,
I always
use the analogy of like, two people are walking down the street and one of them is like, hey, I want to walk to 125th Street. Want to come? And the other person's like, yeah, I want to come. And then like 20 minutes in, they're like, I don't know if I can. I don't know if I'm capable of coming. And you're like, that's fine. You know, like, just let me know because I'm going there. You know right. what I mean? And like, right. I'll go by myself, but if I go by myself, I want to go before it gets dark. You know what I'm saying? You know? Or maybe I'll ask somebody else to go with me. Just let me know. Yeah, no, I really want to do this, but can we just stand on this corner for a little longer? Mm. Let's just stand right. here because I like it here, you know, et cetera. So that's basically what happened. And,
that's such a shame, damn.
And then they're like, but I'm hungry. It's like, yeah, the food's at 125th.
Exactly. And so I think that what happened was I started accommodating that more and more and more and more and kind of convincing myself like, oh, this is really good for me. It's really good for me to not be so obsessed with going to 125th Street and standing on this corner is actually good for me. And like convincing myself that I needed this, but but not really fully, you know, actually being happy. And then when kind of push came to shove, it just like fell apart basically. And it was rough in the beginning. Like it did kind of pull the rug out from under me because I think he really wanted to get there and he knew he couldn't and kind of lied to himself for a long time.
Yeah, but I understand wanting to get there and not knowing. So, okay, let's go to, I'm standing on the corner, right? We're going to go to 125th Street. I'm standing on the corner, but I want to walk to 125th Street. Okay, are you hitting the gym so that your legs can make it there?
Right.
Are you practicing walking with, you know, your buddies so that you can talk about how to walk easier in the future? Yep. Like, what is your exercise in order to get to the place? Because every other goal, you do those, you know, habits and the next step and whatever. But
I picture an idiot not getting the metaphors and like, well, just take a car.
Or that. But that's where the narcissism comes in. You know what I mean? Like that's
in what way?
In the way that I think that, you know, somebody who has like narcissistic tendencies, they can't see that they're holding you up and say, okay, I'm going to stop holding you up. I'm going to like, you're also in this with me. It's not just me. And they're standing there going, oh my God, I am such a mess. I just can't move from this spot. Like this is just so hard for me. And you're saying they're going, no, I get it. But can I go or you want me to wait for you because I want, you know what I mean? And
that sounds, but I think narcissists know that they're doing it and they plan on doing it and they like that they're fucking with your shit.
Not necessarily.
I think selfish people or people who are frozen in their own time maybe are, narcissists are so much meaner than that.
I think there's a spectrum, you know what I mean?
She did put it in hand quotes, in all fairness. Lucy did put it in quotes.
I did, because I think it's thrown around too much, the word, you know what I mean? It gets thrown around so much.
And the narcissist, like, they should really get the credit. If you're a real narcissist, like, you're like, no,
you don't want to mislabel. Yeah, no. Exactly. That's so funny. Only the true narcissist should be allowed to be in that very elite group.
Well, you know, Hitler's down there going like, why is he Hitler? What did he do? I did all this shit. 6 million Jews, couple gay people. Like, there's a lot of fucking... Now, he didn't call you the day after he slept with you? He's a Nazi now? Give me some credit.
Right. All I'm saying is I before E. Now I'm equated with the... You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Don't take it into grammar.
That's evil. So what was
that's evil.
What was the conversation? Was it as simple as, hey, you're not stepping up and we got to
No. So it wasn't, that whole part wasn't, it wasn't great. I mean, and that's where it kind of, it showed that he had never had a relationship or a breakup. I kind of got super frustrated. I was like, you know, we had a fight. I said, I'm going to go stay with a friend for a few days just to let things cool off. We had another fight and he was like, no, you know what? You're right. It's over. And I was like, what? Hold on a second. What do you mean? No, it's over. I'm moving out. And then basically, I was going away for a Comic-Con. And then basically while I was gone, he moved out. Like we discussed that, but I was trying very hard. I was like, you know that usually in relationships, like when you break up, you like talk and stuff like that. But he was just like, what is there to talk about? There's a blah, blah, blah. Like he lost it. Like he just totally flipped his shit, you know?
Do you think this is an interesting, because we just talked about closure yesterday and how it really doesn't exist.
Right.
This part of you, because part of me is starting to think this part of you think he's right. What is there to talk about?
No, like, I don't. Because I was with somebody for 12 years. We're still good friends. We never did that. We never, like, also, I think it's very American, this, like, no contact. And why are you talking to your ex? Oh, my God, you talk to your ex? You're friends with your ex? I think it's very weird. And I don't think it has to be like that. I think that there's, like, you can have, you know, like, on an adult level, like, there was a lot of things. I was very hurt and very sad, of course, in the beginning, at least. But there was also another level to it where I wished for him to confront himself and like progress and grow and be able to do this thing that he
did. You send him articles on relationships? Like my dad sending me how to be a better waiter articles when I was a kid.
How to stop being a loser.
Were you sitting down and trying to explain like this bothered me and that bothered me? Because like me and my ex, we're still close, but there's a couple months where it's like, there's no fucking reason to talk.
Yeah, no, we didn't. It's been 4 months and we've seen each other once in those 4 months. I now I'm feeling so happy and like I'm so grateful that I got out of that because it really was like, oh, my God, I just like fucking turned myself into the biggest pretzel. And I feel like I have my life back and I feel like for the first time in my life, actually, I feel like I'm like in my life and not that I'm waiting for it to begin. I don't know if you guys know that feeling mm-hmm. of like,
I know the feeling. It sounds to me like you should write a song or something because you're in that yes. breakup groove.
Yes, I am. I am. I feel so free. I feel super happy. So now it would be fine for me to see him, but yeah, I guess that's true. For the first couple of months, you don't want to see each other. Now I'm kind of at a point where I'm like, you know, you also build up this thing in your mind about this person, right? And then sometimes you kind of realize like they're not exactly this thing that
well, because they helped you build it because that's how they exactly. see themselves also, which is fair. You know, we're all just like coming in with, this is how I see myself. I see myself as being able to love you and move forward with you. And then
we built it, but they brought the tools. It's their clay.
It's their shitty canvas.
But yeah, I mean, you know, there's only so much that somebody can say, I want to do this. I don't know how. And it's like you literally can YouTube that.
Right.
Whatever. No, whatever I agree. It is. Whatever. Whatever you want to and don't know how, there is a first step. And if I don't at least see the first step, then I know the rest of the steps aren't coming.
Right. It's funny because I bumped into someone who knows him recently and he was like, oh, I just found out. I didn't know. And he was like, what happened? What is it? He's just a wandering spirit who can't be pinned down. Mm.
The Ken's got to stick together. You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly. I was like, is that the PR line we're going with here? What the fuck?
That's so I can't funny. He's with a free spirit. Down.
Yeah.
I can't, like, I the reason why I plan is because I want to be a free spirit. Like, I don't want to think about what's going to happen. Tomorrow, there's a plan. It's fine.
And also, it's
and it could be flexible. Yeah.
Of course it's flexible. Of course it's not going to happen like that. But also, it's fun. And how else do you, like, can you live your life? You're just going to be like, well, I'm going to see what happens tomorrow. And, like, what? What? That makes no sense. Like,
you can see what happens tomorrow, but also like have a clue about what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And then see what happens.
Yeah. I remember being on dating apps and I clicked everything. One night stands, short term, long term. To me, it was weird that I saw a lot of women had short term, but not long term. And is it because you think that's corny? Yeah, I want the love of my life, but just for 3 months.
Then, women?
Women. That's what I saw. Yeah.
Well, I've gone on an app for the first time ever in my life. I'm a little embarrassed because it's pretty douchey, but it's Raya. And,
it's for celebrities. It's for happening people. Let's just say.
Okay. Whatever. The funny thing.
It's for ugly, no nothing losers. Okay. Very good.
Listen, the reason why I bring it up is because this fucking 65-year-old painter.
Okay. Messaged me. All right.
Okay. And I'm like, well, you know what? There's a whole other world out there where I could be living in the Hamptons in my own house in like 3 months. You know what I mean?
Right.
You guys are like,
no, well, I hear you.
Because I don't think you're serious. So like, yeah,
no, okay. I'm not going to do that.
Of course.
I'm not going to do that, but it's a funny fantasy. Yes. You know what I mean?
I feel like if you wanted to do that, you could have done that 3 times already.
See, I had really low self-esteem. This is a new thing for me that I'm building myself. I had really low self-esteem.
I picture some people are like, I'd like to date Lucy. And then you just said that. And they're like, oh, my God, I'm going to come. Do you?
What? But that's why, seriously, I had such low self-esteem. And I've always gone with guys just like who pursued me. And I was kind of just like, okay.
Hmm.
You know?
You get that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so someone's like, why do you like your girlfriend? And I'm like, because she likes me. Done. What the fuck? That's my favorite thing.
It's also like, okay, so as a bisexual, right, or pansexual, or whatever it is, it's like, but how come you've dated mostly men? And it's like, well, men ask all the time. women, right. you have right. to go into like gays, be like, I'm gay, I'm going to this bar. Like, you have to, like, and it's like, ready to get hit on by women. Men, you go to the grocery store and go to the, like, it, they're just there in life, and women take more precautions. And so, yes, it's a little easier to date when people are pursuing you and men are usually pursuing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And but obviously, I'm not omitting all women, blah, 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 not all women.
But so I've been doing stuff like, I like
hashtag all the right shit.
Hashtag on the right side always. But like, that's the left side. It's very confusing.
But I've been doing shit like, I messaged a guy who I think is cute and asked him out.
That's so nerve-wracking. How'd
it
go?
I know. It went great. It went great. Yeah. But then I was like, I don't really think you're cute anymore.
Right. You type too much.
I was practicing on you. Right. I actually got a little self-esteem now. So.
And I'm back. Goodbye.
But no, it's so freeing. And now I always say, I go, you know, I broke up with my ex because I want to have kids and he wants to be one.
Free spirit.
Right, right.
Free spirit who can't be pinned down.
Well, you know who's a free spirit? My brother's 3-year-old.
My pussy, baby.
He shits everywhere. He just shits.
Yes, exactly.
Free spirit.
Exactly. But also, like, red flags, I really have learned that. Like, red flags are red flags. Stop it. Stop it, people. Stop being like, well, maybe this is not that great, but no. This is my new thing. No more.
What was one that, like, I was lying to myself?
I mean, the fact that he had never had a real raspberry until he met me.
What's a raspberry? No. A hickey?
No, the fruit.
Oh, he never had a legit raspberry. Fuck out of here.
A living, legit raspberry.
That's ridiculous.
Look how you guys agree with each other.
That's shocking. That's shocking.
It's insane. The fact that he was living with two roommates, one of the roommates had mice crawling in his bed.
No. What do you mean? Yes. What does that mean? What? What do you mean? What?
This motherfucker was a 47-year-old fucking alcoholic who would leave plates of food on his bed, which was a mattress on the ground. And then they would open the door and see mice frolicking, like fucking partying down on his bed.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, that's a flag. One. That's okay. A flag. I don't know what's more disgusting, though. That or you the never ate a raspberry. I really don't.
No, it's true. And lastly, the fact that when we signed the lease to this apartment, he showed up a week later and said he can't do it. He can't sleep. He can't eat. He's freaking out. He can't. And this is the most beautiful apartment you've ever seen in your life.
Damn.
Crazy. Insane. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? I was like, you used to be a lawyer, right? You know what it means to sign a contract. Like, we signed a lease.
Right.
So if you're not going to move in, you're paying for the apartment.
Right.
What? Get the fuck out of here. I turned real New York fucking, sure. I don't know what. You know what I mean? I was like, no, sorry.
You can get offline. By the way, speaking of Kyle, both of you were doing a show at Three Monkeys, a bar here in New York City, that Jackie Mason's daughter runs, right? What's her name? Sheba
Mason, yeah, Sheba Mason.
And, you know, I heard part of the story, mic check, and then I'm like, you know, shut the fuck up. Sheba broke up with her boyfriend, or they broke up, whatever happened, and then said to you what? How could you help her?
Well, I had met her boyfriend like 10 years ago because he was a tech. He did tech for one of my shows, and she said, do you remember him? I forget his name now. And she said, could you please follow him on Instagram to make him feel better about himself?
Right. At first, I was like, I'll Instagram to follow, see if he's seeing anybody. But it's,
no!
It's even weirder. Make sure
That's
he's okay.
Yes. No. And when I was reading the message, I was like, oh, no, is this a thing? Am I supposed to like message it? And then I was like, oh, it's just so he gets more followers and feels better. He has like 347 followers.
I'm sorry. This was a message or she bumped into you and said it?
Oh, we bumped into each other and then she messaged me.
And how many people is she telling? He gets 7 more followers from her friends? Who gives a fuck?
She's leaving a paper trail on that? Ooh.
Right. Oh, picture the NSA and they're like, I'm going to throw up.
But
this
exactly.
is the sickest message we ever intercepted.
We need to stop. This is not right.
Can we make a fake message from him to her and fix this shit?
I, I love the idea that because of that, they stop surveilling people because right. they just can't take it anymore.
I'm sick. Yeah.
No, they're back together.
Because you were a follower. He had self-esteem. He made a move.
Actually, this is just the PR move. She just wanted to promote his shit and you fell for it. They're willing to do anything.
Right. They're sick.
He never broke up. Oh my God. Right. Yes.
So you don't have a TV? That's a bummer.
No TV, but I'm thinking of getting a projector if anybody has recommendations.
Okay.
Just come over and project your penis.
They're surprisingly not expensive.
No, they're not. They're not expensive.
It's shocking. I think to get a projector and the screen is a lot of times less than or the same as actually just getting a TV.
I like that she didn't
get online. It's free.
Right. I like that she didn't get a TV and it makes it easy for a guy to, you know, give you something.
Oh,
it's very easy. And yeah, what is she true. Like? What is she? Well, she needs a TV. Done and done. And you're dripping. Yes! Yeah,
that's true. That's true. But I don't want a TV though. I think it's an ugly object, you know?
What, like Holly weird or what do you mean?
No, because like, okay, so let's say you have a living room. The focus point as soon as you have a TV is the TV. Exactly. Now everything that needs to face anywhere is facing the TV.
Exactly.
Whereas a projector, you can just kind of sit in the round. And then when you're ready to watch TV, it projects on to whatever. Huh. So the feng shui of it doesn't have to be as intense and as permanent. And
one second, I'm buying a projector.
Vacuum. It's this vacuum, this like, black vacuum that's just there when it's off. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
It's a it's focal point without being art. And it's the thing on your wall that represents as design.
Your breakup. Right. What? No.
And we pay for TV shows like Black Mirror that are laughing at us.
And we buy iPhones made by little children and then tell each other that we're better than each other.
I don't know if that's true. Who knows? All right. Listen to this. I got an email. Do I move to Kentucky? I do remember seeing an article, we heard the stories, but an official article about kids making the iPhones in wherever the fuck and, you know, they're suicidal and all this. Then I'm like, maybe I won't. Maybe I not only won't buy the phone, I'm going to live on a commune. Okay. Then the guy that put out the article, I don't know if he was paid off or what, said I made all that up. And I'm like, good enough for me.
So, never reading an article again.
Never reading an article again. That's what he said. I don't know how or why. The end. Thank you. So Hemda, I have this email here, and it says, "Hi Keith. After hearing you talk about Sinead O'Connor's death yesterday, I thought you'd probably have some opinion on this wild accusation against Prince." Prince, of course, is the writer of Nothing Compares to You, that she made in her 2021 memoir 2 years ago. I only came across it today. In her 2021 memoir, Rememberings, O'Connor went into great detail on a feud claiming that Prince terrorized her in fury, whatever that means, after her 1990 cover song. I can see that. I can see no song that, you know, being good enough for him. She wrote that Prince summoned her to his Hollywood mansion, scolded her for swearing in interviews, and harangued his butler to serve her soup that she repeatedly refused. What the kind of power play is that?
Yeah,
more soup! I'm not hungry for anything, never mind soup. More soup! Eat the soup! You must have another! He does seem like a weirdo, though, so who knows? She claimed that Prince suggested airing out their differences in a friendly pillow fight. He's like, you have to wear high heels like me during this fight. But then assaulted her with something hard slipped into a pillowcase. He tried to make peace by having a pillow fight, but it's like he put a roll of quarters in the pillowcase.
What?
If she's telling the truth, what the fuck? And she tried to leave his macabre mansion, as she tried to leave. O'Connor said Prince physically blocked her and dragged her toward his car, prompting her to flee on foot to a neighboring home and desperately ring the doorbell. I kind of remember this, at which point she says Prince backed off.
You know, this when you started bringing that up, Carmen Electra came into my head. Do you remember her?
Yeah, the model.
The dancer.
Yeah. She wasn't married to Slash or something like
Dennis
that?
Dennis Rodman. So,
Oh, yeah, right.
Carmen Electra, Prince is the one who I think discovered her and first produced her.
Yeah.
She said, I just did a quick Carmen Electra thoughts on Prince, and it came to how old was Carmen Electra when she dated Prince. This is in her words. I was only 19 or 20, and he ended up never asking me to marry him, but I was with him every day. I needed to leave and be my own person. While she hasn't spoken to him in years, Electra has a few things she wishes she can go back and share with the legend.
Yeah, okay, I can't imagine him being.
There's cool. That story though.
He's with cool, Roots, but I don't imagine cool.
The bass player of the Roots and Prince going on the show, Fallon or whatever, right. One of the bass player has this like rare guitar, and Prince wanted it, and then he wanted to buy it off of him, and he said no, and then he said, "Could I borrow it for my set?" on the show, and he said, all right, okay, fine, you can borrow it for the set. And then he played his set on the guitar and then smashed the guitar.
Oh, fuck. I do remember that.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that story.
Yikes.
Damn.
I mean...
Well, this guy can just die.
In Purple Rain, he hit that woman.
In Purple Rain, you hit a woman. You guys see trending Mitch McConnell shed his pants? No, I'm trying to start that trend. people are saying he had a stroke. Everybody's a doctor all of a sudden. Everybody thinks it's a mini stroke, but he was doing some political bullshit. I don't know, and he just froze and stared at the camera.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. We're on a path to finishing the NDA this week. It's been good bipartisan cooperation. And a string of...
And he stops and just stares.
And it's for like 20 seconds that he's staring.
These fucking cyborgs.
They haven't perfected AI yet.
He's still staring. People are going, you okay?
Are you good? Mitch.
Okay, Mitch. You're anything else you want to say? I'm sure it's good.
Anything else?
Leader of the Reds, you good? You're the boss.
Go ahead, John.
Let's go back to you.
Let's go ahead, John.
Let's walk you over. So he just leaves. I'm just like, what the fuck? And everybody's looking, if you ask me, behind him. Okay, everybody's looking at his ass. I really think he shat himself.
That is so... You okay, Mitch? Anything else you want to say?
Yeah.
Anything else you got?
So we covered everything mid-sentence? That's how
these
politics
people
works?
People are cyborgs. Cyborgs.
Right.
They weren't really listening, if you notice, because they weren't looking at him while he stopped, and then all of a sudden it feels like they realized
like
he stopped
happening?
Talking. Yeah, because they weren't sure if he was mid-sentence or if he was thinking, because they would have caught it earlier than that. But they were kind of shuffling around behind him, not listening.
They were talking about different things to each other. Yeah.
Someone was vacuuming. They're like, oh.
They didn't let him into the comedy club. You got to do dishes. You got to do something.
They make fun of the person that was cleaning, like this idiot. Like, no, it was very confusing. So they walk him out.
Could you address what happened here at the start of the press conference?
Back.
And was it related to your injury from earlier this year where you suffered a concussion? Is that...
No,
You're fully able to do your job.
That's a weird question. That's a weird question.
I gotta know. This needs acknowledged. When Biden trips, it needs acknowledged.
No, it needs acknowledged, but you're fine. You can do your job.
Yeah, obviously not. Right. I mean, hello.
Right. It is insulting. Like, what do you want him to say? But honestly, I just want him to say, and then I'll hear his tone. I want to hear the words out of his mouth. You know, hey, can you do your job? It's really just saying, hey, say something, anything. What are you watching on TV? Say something. I want to hear it.
But he couldn't do his job before he had the fucking mini stroke.
Fuck. It's just weird as a reporter, like as a person who works with words. Can you do your job? You know, like you said, I just want to hear you talk. Can you do your job is very strange.
Are you going to remain evil, or did something just happen in your brain?
Exactly.
Knowing you want us all dead, are you going to... So then I guess the halls of Congress, I'm guessing, interviewers are asking him the next day, hey, how you feeling?
The president called to check on me. I told him I got sandbagged.
Oh, and he gives a smile.
You got sandbagged?
Wait, what does sandbag mean?
I don't know what it means. He says, I'll play it again, but he says, I got sandbagged. I'm guessing it means...
Is that a sexual thing?
I think it means like the other side's trying to fuck you somehow. That's what I think. But he gives this smile like it's the most funniest fucking clever thing he ever thought of.
To coerce or intimidate as by threats.
Okay. His body
sandbagged.
Somebody
in the back was like...
Yeah, cutting the throat with the finger. Yeah.
I got sandbagged.
Oh, nice. How are you feeling now, sir?
Oh, nice. That makes no sense. Seriously, though. How are you feeling? Oh, nice. Good one. Good one. Can you repeat that joke later, too, in the same 5 seconds? All right, we'll see.
Oh, nice. How are you feeling now, sir? How are you feeling now?
I'm fine.
Have you seen a doctor? Or are you going to
any
see
any idea what happened? What happened?
I'm fine. That's
dehydrated?
Got to watch those sandbags.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator, did you talk to
him? Oh, I get it. I get it.
God,
Biden tripped on a sandbag. That was the latest fall.
That's his joke. That's your joke.
A sandbag got me. Get it, old man. We're old.
Oh,
that's so stupid. But now he's hiding. That's now he's hiding something.
That's a deep reference.
It just came to me. I'm very impressed.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, nice. How are you feeling now, sir? How are you feeling now?
I'm fine.
Have you seen a doctor? Or are you going to
any
see
any idea him? What happened? Any idea what happened?
I'm fine. That's
dehydrated.
Gotta watch those sandbags.
Thank you, Senator.
Senator, did you talk to a doctor today?
Folks, we're good. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much for it. By the way, thank you all of you for the questions about how he's doing. We're good now, but thank you so much. That's what makes the country run.
Wow.
That's fucked up. No.
But also his response. She's like, how are you now? He's like, huh?
What?
She's like, are you feeling good now? He's like short of being like, yes, dear, pass the gravy. Right. Like, what the fuck? He's not okay. He's out of his mind. He's completely out of his mind.
How you feeling? Yes. Can I pee now?
Yeah. And it's not like it's because he's on the other side and we need to vote this way or whatever.
No.
When Joe Biden...
Corn pop,
falls,
for example.
Yes, I'm like, shut the fuck up and leave. We need better options than you.
Yes.
How dare you?
Yes.
God, you got your second black friend and you feel so fucking brazen.
Oh my God, this is so fucking crazy.
What do we think about UFO hearings? First of all, do we believe in alien UFOs? Is that happening? What do we think?
That in unidentified flying objects or in aliens?
Alien. Well, you know we're talking about the fun way.
I believe that we cannot be in this entire universe the only living anything.
And I think there's aliens among us.
If you ask me, like asshole.
On Earth or like, what do you think?
What? Yeah, on Earth? Yeah, I'm talking about on Earth, yes.
No. On Earth.
Okay, I'm not sure if there's aliens on Earth. What makes you think there's aliens on Earth?
Why wouldn't they be on Earth? Why wouldn't they come here?
Because they realize fun is yoga in the park. And they can build a spaceship.
I believe it all.
Because I don't know that they can land here without us recognizing, unless they're tiny.
But maybe they don't need to land in a spaceship. Maybe they float down.
I just know that
maybe they come out of the ground.
I'm old enough that life isn't so fun, and this would be so fun. And that's why I think it won't happen. That's one. That'd be awesome. I want it to happen. I want to put positive energy into the literal universe. I want it to happen. That's why I think it won't happen. And I was raised that Jesus Christ is going to come back, and honest to God, it's not looking good.
I went to see a psychic the other day. I believe in that shit. Yeah. Amazing.
Did they match? What'd they match that you felt good?
She said that I am the high priestess and that I have psychic abilities.
Well, that's a tip.
High intuition.
Mm.
Oh, she said nice things and you believed her?
You just had you just talked about all the red flags and she said you have intuition.
No, she was amazing. But the most amazing, the funniest part about it was that it was in downtown Brooklyn and it's like a little crappy New York apartment building. And she said, please call me when you get here. So I call her. She goes, okay, Barbara will let you in. The door opens. I don't see anything. It's a hunchbacked little lady.
Oh, that's good. That's a good
one. On a walker. little black lady. And she goes, hello, dear. Oh,
that's colleague. Perfect. Like Igor. That'd be great.
And that, yes, like Igor. And that was, her name is Barbara. Barbara lives on the ground floor. Bethany, the psychic, lives on the fifth floor. The buzzer's broken. So they've struck a deal. Barbara lets in Bethany's clients. But it's the perfect way to enter.
Well, she knows. She knows.
Psychic realm.
She knows when you're going to be there anyways, though.
Come in, dear. Walk this way. No, no, this way.
Was there a crystal ball or is that hack?
I think that's hack.
Come okay. On. Tarot yeah. cards?
Yeah, tarot cards.
Yeah, sure.
What was her apartment like?
Insane. Her apartment was insane. There was like murals on the wall and art everywhere. And then one of the funniest details was she went, I had a great happy marriage. That's him right there. And she points to the ground. And there's a picture, a framed picture on the ground of her and her husband. But there, she has shelves and stuff like that. Like there's other stuff that's not on the ground. And she, and it's her, and she goes, that's Larry. That's him there.
Okay.
He's in the frame.
He's in the frame on the ground.
Well, she can see things that you can't, right? I mean, unless she just told you you have the superpower too, which is what I'm hearing.
No, I don't think she said I have superpowers. She said I have high into. I was born with high intuition and wisdom. And
look how unconfident you are. You named five superpower words, but you're not a superpower. Oh my God, you got work to do. All right. A former Air Force officer and intelligence official told Congress that he believes the government is hiding captured UFOs. I'll take a picture. How about that?
All right.
And that even the government might even kill people to keep it a secret. To me, it's like 9/11 conspiracies, like that we did it to ourselves. Like, people can't quit talking. You know, everybody's keeping it a secret. Asked whether the government was in possession of alien UFOs, he said absolutely. Based on interviewing, he says over 40 witnesses, which he doesn't say who they were, over 4 years, I know the exact location and the locations that were provided to the inspector general. Okay, then tell us. What's this? All this teasing. It's pissing me off. I'm getting mad at the fake aliens. there are non-human spacecrafts. One of the first, blah, 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 blah. I have personal knowledge of people who have been harmed or injured in efforts to cover up or conceal these extraterrestrial technology. Asked whether he had faced any retaliation himself, he declined to say more, but he said he had. It was very brutal and very unfortunate. Some of the tactics they used to hurt me, they used it both professionally and personally, to be quite frank. Mm-hmm. But no more information.
Who is this?
Some dude. A former Air Force officer and intelligence official. His name is David Grusch. Grusch.
I want to know German. How he feels about other things in his life and how they're going.
I want to ask him if he's fine.
I want to ask him if he's had a real raspberry.
Ever. Right. This good. You take somebody to like a smoothie shop just to see if their minds are blown when they have a little piece of mango.
Yeah.
Oh, this is good. What is it? Fuck off.
Can we call this episode Raspberries on 125th Street?
Yes.
Yes.
I just checked.
That sounds like a Prince song.
I just checked. The title's already taken. But I say we do
no.
it
anyway.
No. I almost said I'm just kidding.
Raspberry 125th Street.
I think it's time for
this soup.
I think it's time. Eat this fucking soup. I think it's time for this country to take back our country. We need to tell the folks at the Pentagon they work for the U.S. government. We don't work for them. That's right. If I worked for you, you'd be paying me taxes.
Who said that? This fucking alien guy?
Yeah.
This fucking alien.
I want to know the fucking. But he's saying, I don't understand what's happening. He's saying, and this is how much I don't believe in him, that in UFOs, that, you know, alien UFOs, that I'm not doing more research on this. But you say you know where they are. So where are they? The end.
Where are they? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The end. It's, you know, the exact location. They're going to kill you anyway based on what you just said. So fucking show some pictures.
It's too bad he sounds like a lying husband. He's like, but there was this, you know, like when I used to hang out, not where I'm supposed to as a kid, when I come home and get caught, I would get mishkebobbled in what I'm telling my parents. And the lie came out ridiculous instead of just like, Here's proof. I said I had a flat tire. You can prove you had a flat tire. Here's him going like, there's a whole department. There's aliens. There's this, that, and the next.
Is he still working for the government or did he get fired?
I'm not. That's all I know. That one article. That was enough for me.
I don't know why I keep thinking about Tom Cruise. I picture Tom Cruise when you talk about this guy.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying. Again, I can't explain it. I can't say what I learned, but it makes sense.
You're right. There's something about, yes.
Which, by the way, I went to see the new Mission Impossible in 4D. Have you ever done that stupid shit before?
I did. That's, I saw something in it. Your chair moves. And
they punch you in your back.
They punch you. It shakes. And by the way, like, I know what I saw. Scarlett Johansson.
You in your back.
Her solo superhero movie. I saw that.
Oh, my God.
And it shakes so fucking...
so hard!
I left in like 5 minutes. I mean, I took a regular seat in like 5 minutes. It's so fucking hard. And at first, you're like, okay, whenever she gets hit, I get hit. Okay, I guess that's cool. But then they put it to everything. She unzipped a duffel bag. And my checkers... I'm like, am I the duffel bag?
They fucking blow air in your face and spray water on you. And then it punches you in your back. I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is the most horrible, stressful. Yeah. I didn't know there was regular seats.
Yeah, you paid extra for that. And then behind you, there's a couple seats on the side, I think, but still good
seats.
Oh,
my God. What a nightmare. The worst thing I've ever done in my life.
I agree.
Did you stay the whole time?
I stayed the whole time. I thought maybe I would enjoy it more. I don't know.
Right, it's got to grow on
maybe
me.
Maybe there's something wrong with me, you know?
Right.
Red flags.
So bad.
I wonder if it caught on. I get, right? They still have them, obviously. You're telling the story, but I wonder if people are really buying tickets. Was the place
like
packed?
People. No, there was like three fucking totally weird people in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you one of the three?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Why does it bother me, Lucy, that everybody thinks Tom Cruise is this great stuntman? Why does that piss me off? It upsets me. We all saw when he jumps over that cliff, it was actually a smooth ramp, and then he pulls his own parachute. Okay, I can do that.
Because it's like the nerdy kid, right? It's like that. It's
maybe
like
that's
the,
what
like,
it
overachiever.
Is.
It's the overachiever. And also he's compensating for the fact that he's a fucking nutcase and like in like all his Scientology shit. And then people are like, yeah, but he's a really good stuntman. It's like, all right. Well, he also has nothing
I don't know that he necessarily is, though. Like when he's climbing a building in Dubai in a movie, obviously he's not. That's a fact. But I think he's trying to trick you. He broke his ankle sometime.
And
that's true.
And kept going.
He didn't shoot himself on a multi-million-dollar project. He kept going.
But this is the thing. This is also the only thing he has to do all day. Like, that's the thing that people don't understand. Like, oh, my God, their bodies are so amazing. Yeah, they don't have shit to do besides work out all day. You know what I mean? Like, they don't
that's
have
part
to
of their job,
else. Yeah, not part of their job. That's basically their whole fucking job. And then they learn some lines for 5 minutes. They don't even do that. And a lot of them get,
And they get to raid off the gym membership.
Exactly.
Oh, what a life.
And they get to fuck their personal trainers.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I didn't say
Is that what we're calling their babysitters now?
right. follow Lucy online. LucyPohl.com. The X, her X account is Lucy Pohl Comedy as well. Is that ever going to catch on? That's so stupid.
Oh, God, I thought you were going to say her ex's thing.
I know.
Like,
oh,
like,
sorry. I was
like
making
follow.
A Twitter joke. Yeah, okay.
Me
Make
too.
Make him feel good.
Let's see.
Like,
who...
You're going to plug him?
I didn't want him to feel bad, right?
Don't do it.
Twitter, Lucy Pohl Comedy. Instagram, You Love Lucy. The letter U. Get it?
Yep.
Let's see. What else here? Come on. You love her. Video game Overwatch. Welcome to Chippendale, she was in. Yeah. Tar, she played the drums.
And she's on Raya now.
Hello.
I'm on Raya. I'm going on a little tour in Europe in September, Berlin, Paris, Zurich, and London. And my podcast, Immigrant Jam. Podcast.
And you know how she knows where all of those countries are? She doesn't own one place. She actually doesn't own anything. She borrows a hairbrush.
Because all the writers and actors are on strike, is Raya really picking up?
I don't know. I'm so afraid of it still. I think I'm just going to have dinner with this 65-year-old massively famous artist.
We all got to
eat. You might like him.
Fuck it.
It'd be fun. Give real opinions on his art. Like, don't fuck around.
I think his art, I actually think it's interesting, the art.
Interesting. So how was sex last night? It was interesting. Lucy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank
You're an
you.
Angel.
I love you guys.
KeithandTheGirl.com/ please, I'm talking, Lucy. KeithandTheGirl.com/LucyPole, and you'll see every time she's been on, and a dream come true.
Also, remember, the Hamptons aren't that great. You're not missing out on anything.
This is
imagine
true.
These people, but over there, not going in their pool.
Right. It pisses me off. I see all the land they're not using.
That's
yeah.
True.
Like they have outdoor space and they're not doing anything right. with it. So don't worry true. About it. It's brunch 3 hours in traffic away. So
was it bad beef before the show started? He's right. This is a very fun week.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Lucy, for closing us out. You guys thank hit you. All the buttons. Mm-hmm. You love hitting buttons. Elevator go down. Hit it.
KeithandTheGirl.com.